Don't say I never did nothing for you. Don't say that most never put something on you. Aw, oh, fuck it. Say what you want, niggas. Like it or love it. Hate if you want, niggas. Sun to moon, it's how it's going on, niggas. June to June, I get it till it's gone, niggas. From Project Bricks to Fortune Front Lawn, niggas. To mines to theirs, to every one of y'all, niggas. Minnesota be straight, jumping off, and your DJ got to play that song. Put it on, would ya? New York City, I know it's been a long winter. This is the moment you've been waiting for all winter. And all spring, now the summer come. Ghetto flash, spinning cash, glass bubbled up. Ghetto masks in the dance, and they huddled up. Youngins in the mix, lights down, doubled up. So beautiful, it's troublesome. And when it's gone, you can't wait for another one.
Don't you know I want you to understand?
And then they come back like,
tuned in to 101.9 FM CITR. I am Bobby the Badger, and you are locked into the Barn Burner. Well, as you know, I've taken some liberties the past couple weeks, and I've had a couple of theme shows, so I'm going to show some love to the playlist and have a show featuring all shiny and new stuff today. Tonight at the Biltmore Cabaret, you can see these ladies rock it. They're playing with Sex with Strangers and the Angry Dragons. Doors are at 9 p.m., don't miss it. You'll be kicking yourself. It's Betty Black and Maya Miller, collectively known as the Pack AD. This is from the new album, We Kill Computers. BC is on fire, only on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Cause I don't care what y'all understand how you
There's a block of ladies who know how to rock. After the Pack AD, we had the Stolen Minx from Halifax with Leeches. And that was the Dum Dum Girls with Bang Bang, I'm a Burnout. On deck, we have a man who plays a lot with King Khan. When they're together, they're known as King Khan and the Barbecue Show. They recently played a show at the Biltmore. It was sponsored by the Zion Car Company, which was kind of odd, but it was a free RSVP that people got in the email, and apparently there was like 400 people lined up at the door when the doors were supposed to open, and yet they still played a pretty fantastic show. I'm talking about Mr. Mark Sultan. He's got a new album, and this track is called Status. Again, you're listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM with shiny new bright rock and roll tunes. Let's get to the music. This is Mark Sultan, and hope you're enjoying everything.
I was here to stay. Well, I don't care if I ever see. CITR 101.9 FM is a proud sponsor of the Persistence of Vision Film Festival, an annual event showcasing short films written, directed, shot, edited, and produced by students of the film production program at UBC. From dramas and comedies to horror, this year's festival promises to entertain. The festival runs from April 30th to May 1st at the Granville 7 Cinemas in the heart of downtown Vancouver. Tickets are $10 and are available at BizBooks, Limelight Video, Videomatica, and on the UBC campus at the Film Building. For more information, visit povfilmfestival.com.
Greasy sound for you from the Polymorphines from Ottawa, Ontario, with the song Constant Reminder. A bit of an Ontario set there. We had a band from Hamilton called Young Rival with Got What You Need. Coming up next, a band that I saw open for the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club about a month and a half ago. This is from their new album. This is The Wigs with Kiss Me Caroline on the Barn Burner. You are locked into 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver.
Authority.
That was the 80 Karen suppression ring from Melbourne, Australia. It was my shot at an Australian accent, anyway. The track was called Tuning Out. They're on the Goner record label. And before that, we had a kickin' little single called Jinx from a band out of Brooklyn called Golden Triangle, who our programming director Bryce saw recently and said they were great live. So if you see them touring the West Coast, go check them out. Let's keep things rocking with another Goner Records act. This is the Overnight Lows with Lipstick Burn on the Barn Burner. I am Bobby the Badger Ferris. Stick around, we got more great tracks for another half hour. Yes, yes, yes. Goner Records, one of my favorite record labels, definitely. That was the label that Jay Retard was on in the Oblivions. Jay Retard just recently passed away, and they're from Memphis, Tennessee. So, if you ever get a chance to go to Memphis, Tennessee, Goner Records is not only a record label, but it's also a really cool record store, and they do a lot of in-store performances. So yeah, the Overnight Lows, one of my new favorite bands, definitely. Coming up here, some more rock and roll.
When the cafe doors exploded, I reacted to you. Cast a tap that sunny morning, I was coming to, but now I'm coming to. Reacted to you.
Was Rocky Erickson with Goodbye Sweet Dreams. Rocky Erickson, cult legend, frontman and songwriter for the 13th Floor Elevators, a Texan, backed here by Okkervil River, and they do a hell of a job. Before that, we have the pride of the American East Coast, Ted Leo and the Pharmacists, a man that never disappoints. That was from the album The Brutalist Bricks. The name of the song was The Mighty Sparrow. Ted Leo and the Pharmacists, the man manages to sound like Thin Lizzy, The Jam, and Springsteen all at the same time. I can't believe it. The guy just, all of his albums just keep getting better and better. We're going to switch things up a bit now. Things are going to remain greasy, but we're going to switch to more of a country element, more of a roots rock element. If you're not going to see the Pack AD tonight, which you should, but I don't, you know, I'm not going to play favorites. These guys are playing at the Fairview Pub with Rodney DeCrew. This is Spoon River. The name of the track is called Stare Into a River. The name of the album is Kingdom of the Burned. And they are playing, like I mentioned before, at the Fairview Pub with Rodney DeCrew. You are listening to The Barn Burner. Stick around. We've got Tyler with Radio Zero coming up soon. But let's get to the music.
Carry me home, darling. Let's go out and wreck some shit while the moon is high as hell, burning up the cells from dusk till dawn. And we'll be blessed if we don't get caught or find ourselves in jail or passed out on the middle of some lawn. I participated in some shady deals when I was young, and I'll tell you all about them in a flash. But I bet they are no different than anything you've done or any drug you sold to build up cash. We used to steal our parents' booze and wander around the neighbor's yard, pouring moonshine down our throats for kicks. Sometimes we take acid and walk around on busted knees, collecting things we didn't need, and it stayed only a day of sleep to fix. Well, I've done all. Well, there were nights with baseball bats or swinging from a car, out to put an end to someone's mailbox. And I spent the night in a half-built house in Sherwood on some mushrooms, and I think I left a mud stain on the floor. We used to steal our parents' booze and wander around the neighbor's yard, pouring moonshine down our throats for kicks. Sometimes we take acid and walk around on busted knees, collecting things we didn't need, and it stayed only a day of sleep could fix. Well, I've done all. Collecting things we didn't need, and stay only a day of sleep could fix. Well, I've done all this. Yeah, I've done all this.
Get messed up and go bust some stuff. That's the Haunted Hearts from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. Oh, what a nice little honky-tonk band from our Maritimes. That's what I'm talking about, folks. And when you're honky-tonking, sometimes you're not right in the head. You just got to go and kick over some bus benches. From Canada, yeah, Spoon River too. We've got some great new Canadiana bands. Spoon River, these next guys actually are from Toronto. I heard them, I guess, 2 weeks ago when our music director and I were listening to some new CDs that had come in on a Friday. This is Canteen Knockout. Continuing on with our Canadiana set on this new and shiny tribute on the Barn Burner. The name of the song is Knife in My Side. You are listening to the Barn Burner. I am your host, Bobby the Badger Ferris, with you for about another 5 to 10 minutes. Stick around because we still got some more greasy, greasy tracks.
You're angry all the time, feeling kind of blind. The unknown future on my brain. You flush my manhood down the drain. I don't see how you get off conducting your crazy train. And I just
those years together came down on me so hard. Now the only source of contact is through your barrister. You just hide behind your money and you treat me just like a turd. And I just want to tell you that you're a knife in my side. And every night when I turn over in bed, you cut deeper in my pride.
What the heck? I'm not going to point any fingers at CD maintenance, but what the heck is going on there? Either that or I guess the Canteen Knockout. Maybe they're using like a new substance or something like that. Anyways, I thought my timing on that what the heck was really well played. You've been listening to The Barn Burner. This has been my brand new Shiny Tunes show. I'm going to leave you with a track off the drive-by Trucker's new album, The Big To-Do. Tyler's coming in. Always a good time. How's the week been there, buds?
Been good. It's a good week in music.
Yeah?
Lots of good stuff.
Good stuff.
Do I have a microphone?
Yep, you got the mic.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. A bunch of futuristic things came out from the future.
From the future?
From the future,
so like 10 years ahead that have been brought back?
A couple months ahead, the Crystal Castles album came out from May. Or June, I think. June 7th.
From June 7th?
June 7th, it came out. And the LCD Sound System album came out from May.
Sweet.
Pretty exciting stuff from the future.
Yeah, that is good. LCD Sound System, that boy, he does some really crazy things. Actually, I kind of got introduced to him a little bit late, but a friend of mine who was playing him at the shop that I was working at, it sounded like a Lost Garage track. And you
love his obsession with Harry Nilsson.
Yeah, oh, big time. Yeah. Yeah. Nilsson Schmilsson era. Yeah. Yeah. Right? He's totally got that vibe to him. Are you going to the PAC AD tonight, or are you doing anything concert wise this evening?
Doing a show at Goody with. Like a punk show with like Christian Marks, which is I think Jesse from Twin Crystals.
Yeah.
I've got the listing here. Anyways, a punk show at Goody, which is like next to the old Emergency Room.
Okay.
Which I'm pretty stoked about, playing a bunch of old new wave and punk jams.
Exactly. Yeah. The Emergency Room's still doing a plethora of shows.
Or they don't exist anymore.
That's what I thought they didn't exist anymore.
There's
places
by it that kind of host things similar.
Right.
But Justin from the Emergency Room also moved to L.A.
Oh, okay.
And he's doing a bigger version of it, I guess, there?
Yep.
Soon? Oh, again, like just using that room or whatever and just kind of...
The room is vacant as far as I know. There's spots like in that same block.
People
are like the secret space is on that block and Goody's on that block.
Trying our best to keep this a fun city and not no fun city and making sure there are a lot of places to go see live music.
Exactly.
There you have it. Yeah, lots of things to do tonight on a Friday. Rock and roll, punk, indie, and otherwise. So go check it out. Thank you for listening. Like I said, here are the Drive-By Truckers on CITR 101.9. Stay tuned for Radio Zero.
Your face in someone's name.